Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Ferens. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Stan Ferens. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to third for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Clift moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift scores. McQuinn moves to third. Judnick moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Judnick scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Stan Ferens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Klift hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Chartak hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Valo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valo is 0-for-1 in the game. Valo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Knott moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Ferens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferens is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferens strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert strikes out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball towards right. Vallo settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Vallo. Clift moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. McQuinn goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Judnick scores. It's 8-0, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Lobbs reaches third base with a triple. Stevens scores. Chartak goes all the way around to score. It's 10-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. It's 11-0, Browns. Stan Ferens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferens is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Eschen pinch hits for Jack Knott. Larry Eschen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eschen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Crash Davis now playing first base. Bob Harris now pitching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Criscola now playing center field. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. D. Miles now playing left field. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Stan Ferens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferens is 0 for 3 in the game. Ferens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Alan Strange pinch runs for Harlund Clift. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alan Strange now playing third base. Don Hefner now playing first base. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miles moves to second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miles scores. Davis moves to second. It's 11-1, Browns. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.